on that.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, and again, it's going to be the same size saw that you, that, you know, log wise as that 121 you're asking about. But with the HFE 21, it's got a little bit smaller engine on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at the catalog, and there's a lot of different varieties.
Yep.
And this, like the Oscar 328E, that's probably the first electric mill I've seen.
Yep.
And, you know, for the, wood man in his shop and stuff, that would probably be a dynamite little tool right there.
Hudson used to have, and you'll see it in there, the hobby, the 18 inch. They've actually kind of phased that out when they went into the 21, the HFE series, the 21 inch. But we can actually get a 220 volt single phase motor, electric motor on that 21, the HFE 21. And you know, and we've actually, I've sold one before, and the big thing about that was, like you said, a guy had it in his little shop, you know, little woodworking shop, and he was actually using it more of a resaw in the way he was using it. He was getting some larger beams and things from barns, tobacco barns and stuff, and just saw them up. Exactly. And which is a big thing, you know, sustainability is kind of a big thing with these saws. So.
Well, that'd definitely be a good idea for reclaiming lumber and stuff.
Right. I mean, it's... It depends on the saw you get, but you know, you basically, if you think about it, the way that Hudson does their model numbers is the each number is the largest diameter log that you can, you know, fit on. So for instance, the 21 is 21 inch, the 36 inch, the 336 we sell is the 36 inch log, and so on. But you know, you can get square beams. That's a round diameter log.
Yes.
But you figure when you square it off, you're within, you know, 18 inches because you get by the time you cut off a few inches. You can actually fit an 18-inch log or board, cant, what we call them, you know, square log, if you will, square beam in there.
Well, I know those boards you saw for me over the years, you know, were excellent.
Yep.
You know, I worried about bark and things like that, you know, dirt on the edges, and but you did a good job. So.
Well, you know, dirt is kind of the downside to the saw, to any sawmill, whether you're talking about the old, you know, the big production saws, the big circle production saws, or you're talking a little band mill. Dirt, clean, dirty log, or, you know, dirty logs, muddy logs is going to be bad on them. Just like your chainsaw.
Yep.
You know, how many times have you sawed up the tree and you end up hitting that, or sawing up firewood, you know, you end up hitting into the dirt.
Yep.
And you've got to resharpen your saw. It's kind of the same thing. And the skill saw the same way. If you're sawing with your circular saw and you hit a nail into it, you got to change that blade.
Yep.
And so it's the same thing. That, you know, that's kind of the down point of a saw, is just because you got to, at some point, you got to get your logs to the mill and saw them up. But the cleaner you keep those logs, you're gonna get a lot of board feet per blade, and that's the thing. You know, people really hesitate. Oh no, these blades are gonna be expensive, and that kind of thing. The blades depends on the mill you get, $20 to $25.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Exactly.
Now, can you sharpen these blades yourself?
You can. Now, Hudson, actually, we sell a sharpener and a setter, a semi-automatic sharpener. We can get if you wanted to sit down and do it yourself. I've actually, Randy, had a guy to do it by hand.
With a file.
Yep. And now that was a lot of work. I don't know how he made out. I know he did one, but I don't know if he did more or not. But, you know, I send mine off to a place, and they charge me. I tell people, you know, $3 to $7 to get them resharpened.
Oh, well, that's not bad at all.
It kind of depends on where you send them and if you got a place local and that kind of thing.
And I couldn't imagine sharpening one of those blades by hand.
No, he was a brave man. It's a lot of teeth.
Now, my shop still has a lot of old high-speed steel blades that my dad had.
Yep.
And every morning, he'd have a file out there, and he'd sharpen his saw blade.
He would, or you would?
No, he would.
He wouldn't trust you with that job,
and,
would he?
But he, I remember when carbide blades came out, I said, "Dad, won't you use one of them carbides?" He said, "The only thing they're good for is hitting the nail.
Yep.
As long as there's nothing in the way, these things right here cut fine."
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing, and I get asked that question a lot with the sawmills. They do make different blades for the mills. There is a carbide tip blade, and there's actually steel blades. I've seen a guy that had one, some pictures of one, a sawmill, you know, similar to mine, and he was cutting pipe in half. I don't know what he was doing. That was his business. Whatever he did, you know, he needed pipes, and he would take these big steel pipe, you know, 10, 20-inch pipes and cut them in half.
With the mill.
It was the same saw, just he changed the blade.
Wow.
So
I bet that produced a lot of heat,
yep.
didn't it?
I'd imagine. All of the milks come with a blade lube set up on them.
Yeah.
We just tell people soapy water, you know, when you're sawing with wood. Soap doesn't stain the wood, and soap's pretty cheap, too.
Wow.
You know, that's the thing, just a little dish soap.
Did not know that.
You know, like I said, there's different products. You'll hear different people say, you know, I've heard like a mix of motor oil and diesel fuel, and there's some different products you can buy, petroleum products. But, you know, for one, price of gas products, oil products, they're not cheap right now. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's ever, you know, even your chainsaw, if you look inside of your firewood sometimes, you'll see that black marks and stuff, yep. where the oil's leaked out. Well, if I'm trying to put some of this in my house, I don't want to see that.
Well, it won't take stain.
Exactly. You know, it's going to mess that product up, you know, that end of it up, or you're going to see that the black marks and stuff. So by using soapy water, you've kind of eliminated that process. Plus, like I said, it's environmentally friendly. You know, if it's leaking on your driveway, your yard,
yeah.
or wherever you're sawing, you don't have to worry about killing your grass, that kind of thing.
What about the, now this might be irrelevant, but like fuel usage on these mills?
You know, I mean, depends on the mill itself that you get horsepower-wise. But just to give you an example, when we go to these shows, the one that we sell the most of and demonstrate the most is a 36-inch saw, the 336. When we set that up at these shows, you know, it's got a 5-gallon gas tank on it. I never fill it all the way full just because we end up traveling and stuff. I don't want to leak out. So we'll end up filling it up, and then maybe halfway through the show, filling it up. And again, I'm not filling it full. So you know, the whole show we'll use 5 gallons. And you got to realize too, when we do these shows, we're talking and it's sitting there running more than we are sawing.
Yeah.
Just to go out a full day of sawing, you're going to get a lot in. You're really not going to use that much fuel, like you think.
Well, that's a factor in anything.
Yep. Yep.
How much fuel do you got to go to the field with?
Yep. Well, and that's the thing. In downtown, too, you know, as far as refueling it or changing a blade and stuff, it's all pretty simple. And the blade changes. It takes me longer to find the tools out of my truck than it does to actually change the blade. So you got to factor in all those costs. You know, it's easy to go out and say, okay, I can work and make X amount of dollars an hour, you know, sawing lumber or... And figure out your board feet and how much you got into it. But then you got to factor in blade and wear and tear and
if you're got a caller.
That's right. We'll get that caller on. Good morning, caller. Who are we speaking with? We hung up on us. You can give us a call back, 828-262-1567, and we would love to get you on the air. And I tell you what, Randy, let's take a quick break real fast, and we'll come right back. All about home construction.
New Orleans, they call the rising sun.